Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Laura Reynolds is here. Laura, do we get you for Damn Straight Advice today?
Yes,
awesome.
I'm
great,
here.
Great. Okay, before we get into the questions on the text page, and we will get to the questions on the text page, I just wanted to give some Damn Straight Advice to some Rocket fans out there. I was listening to Mad Radio this morning, and usually, especially the morning show, on a day after an historic win for a team, especially the morning show, it's not the time to call in and nitpick things that you nitpick after losses normally. Like, if they had lost that game and James Harden had the second half that he had, and especially if Chris Paul weren't on the team, because then it would be Harden would be the lightning rod for everything, people would be calling in and saying a lot of the same things that they say, quite frankly, each of the last 3 years when the Rockets have been knocked out of the playoffs. James Harden has been the target of criticism. B-Mac, do you have the audio that I need?
First one, right?
The first one.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Okay, so...
Sean, I love this. This got your dauber.
It got my dauber, and especially because it didn't stop. There were multiple calls, but okay. It's one segment, so I can only play parts of one. But this is a sample of what was happening on Mad Radio this morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I heard you guys talk a little while ago about the only reason that they had a chance to win was because Harden took the game over in the second quarter, but therein lies the biggest issue with James Harden. James Harden calls himself a superstar, calls himself the best scorer on the planet.
He does?
But yet, you've heard him say that.
I'm
a superstar? That I'm the best scorer on the planet.
All right, continue.
All right, go ahead.
The best scorer on the planet doesn't engage in the game for a quarter and then check out for a quarter and engage for a quarter and check. He has the mental fortitude of a 16-year-old girl. The fourth quarter, he defers. He stands there and he dribbles the shot clock out.
All right, so good enough. That was the biggest non-elimination game, non-closeout game in the history of the franchise.
That's fair to say. That's fair to
say. That is the biggest non-elimination, non-closeout game in the history of the team. Mm-hmm. And it's on a court where no team has gone on there and won a postseason game since Kevin Durant has done all his HR work at Golden State a year and change ago. Mm-hmm. And you're calling in the next day, like you consciously wake up and go, you know, I can't wait to call a talk radio show to tell them what a turd James Harden was last night. When in fact he scored 30 points and was the reason they were still in the game at halftime.
That's right. 24 points in the first half.
The reason they had a 7-point lead at halftime was James Harden at both ends of the floor.
And his defense, Sean. How about his defense at the end of the game last night?
He was picking guys clean. He was the Hamburglar, dude.
He was, man.
Yeah.
That's fair to go after that guy. Give him perspective. Preach perspective, buddy.
He wasn't alone, man. He was like, there were more calls, and I'm going, man. Yeah. If you're calling in the day after a win like that, especially like in the morning when like that's the time you wake up and you celebrate, like, do you even like sports?
Yeah.
Like, do you even like sports? Celebrate the win. Like, you know, nitpick at little things, but like James Harden, you're not even correct in your analysis. Like, yeah, no, he didn't carry the team in the fourth quarter. That's why they traded for Chris Paul, you idiot. That's why they went and got Chris Paul this offseason.
That's it. You wanted to maybe defer at times. There's times when you want Chris Paul to be the main ball handler to take over the game. And then he did. And saw what happened.
The Golden State Warriors. They're acting like they barely beat the Detroit Pistons in February or something.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, to some degree, I mean, Chris Paul coming in here is a more decorated player, maybe higher expectations, maybe some would have said an all-around better player. I'm not so sure, but at least on defensive side of the ball, why wouldn't you want him handling your the ball more, you know?
Good point. All right. So Laura, welcome you back in here.
Look at you flirting with people on the text line.
Yeah.
You don't ever XOXO me ever.
Are you dropping?
Sometimes I send you kissy faces.
Oh, you do. That's true.
That's the new age XOXO. Kissy faces.
The kissy face. Yeah. I'll take all day.
All right. So as we welcome Laura back into the fold here in this Damn Straight Advice.
I got one for us.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. This is we're all movie buffs here, I think, for the most part. Yeah. Sean, you and I are big Star Wars fans, and I'm not sure where you are with that, Laura. But here's a question. Got one movie to see this weekend, and which one do I choose? Deadpool 2 or Solo? Star Wars stories.
You said Deadpool?
Damn straight advice starring B-Mac.
Really?
Are you a Star Wars guy, B-Mac?
I watch them when they come out, but that's usually it for me.
Okay. So B-Mac says Deadpool 2.
I'm going to go see Solo this weekend.
Are you?
Okay. I just feel like Deadpool is a movie where I watched it, and it's kind of like Fargo, kind of, in a way. Like, either you get it or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, Fargo I had to watch a couple times, and the second time I watched it, I was like, I see the genius in this movie.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what Deadpool. The first time I saw it, I was like, dude, I don't get it. I don't,
It was all right. Not my kind of movie. What about you, Laura?
Well, I totally agree with Teddy Bear. Kissy
Thank
face.
You.
And I would go see Star Wars.
Yeah. And this one, and I would, I'm a total Star Wars nerd.
Yeah, I'm too.
So I'm biased in this answer, but I will say this, like, for those of you out there who are also Star Wars nerds who have not read up much yet on Solo, it's supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to be really, really good.
Is it?
Yeah. Like
Deadpool 2 is way better than the first. Someone just texted.
Okay.
In.
Well, that's good. We need more good movies. I think we can all agree on that. This has been a terrible last couple of years for movies. Hollywood's like running out of ideas. You know, and like the only movies like I can't wait for, like, oh, what's the next Star Wars movie that's coming out? Oh, there's a Rocky movie that's coming out in the next year or so. Like, nothing enthuses me all that much. Although A Quiet Place was good. And so was Blockers, as I have said many times on this show.
I have yet to
Very
see either
funny.
Of those, and I need to see both of those.
Yeah.
You told me Blockers is awesome.
I saw someone. It's very funny. There's people who've probably seen it like, really, Sean, Blockers? You make it sound like it's The Godfather
or
something like that.
But part of it maybe is we have kids that are kind of in that age group, too.
Yes, you appreciate mentoring and parenting adolescents.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all know what eggplant emojis are.
Yep. Yes, we do. We do. But Solo, I've seen a lot of the reviews because there are 9, now 10 Star Wars movies, including Rogue One and Solo. There are a lot of people I've seen who've said it's top 3. They've all kind of said it's top half.
Wow.
It's directed by Ron Howard. That's pretty good.
Hey, Ron Howard, you know, I love his movies,
I do,
man.
Too.
That
I
guy
do
can make movies.
Yeah.
Hey, Woody Harrelson's in the I mean, honestly, if Woody Harrelson's in your movie, it's going to be a great movie.
Yeah.
I never would have thought I would have said that 25 years ago when I would watch
He's
Woody
such a
Harrelson.
Good character actor,
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. He's very good. Yeah. Hey, not damn straight advice, but somebody who's circling back with us after we gave them some advice. You guys want to hear?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't have a damn straight advice question, but wanted to say thank you all for helping me in the past. I've lost 40 pounds since going to the gym every day since early February. Hope to see y'all tomorrow at the grill shop. I will be working and will try to make time to stop and say hello. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
No, you keep up the good work.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
No,
that isn't. That isn't. I just got to continue this. So Laura's still flirting and texting with people.
Is this bothering you?
Well,
seems
a little bit. I'm like, I mean, I don't
you
know. You're getting a little, you know.
Are you jelly, Teddy?
Somebody asked. I might be a little bit.
Teddy's jelly.
Let's not put a spotlight on it. Somebody asked what color your shoes
jelly.
Are today.
Well, what color would you say my shoes are?
Okay. Yeah. You know what?
I love that. I love the proxy way of asking what color thong she has on. It's, just by like,
well,
asking
about
the
shoes.
They
would be off today.
Do you know what?
See, I threw you guys for a loop today.
A curveball.
Okay. You know what color her shoes are today, Sean?
What are they? Are they magenta?
They're nude color.
Oh, really? Skin
They're the
tone,
color
huh?
of nude.
Oh.
Look at those. Huh?
Oh, that's perfect for the guy with the foot fetish.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy with the foot fetish. That's exactly right.
Not a lot of suspending disbelief or anything going on with those shoes.
Laura, outstanding today.
Oh, you
are.
Thank you. Oof. Appreciate it.
The Solo movie seems like a gangster movie set in a galaxy far, far away. It does, but I love gangster movies, so that's it's all good.
Oh, here. I'm proposing to my girlfriend on Friday. Don't really want advice, just want good luck.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, we'll give you Godspeed, my man.
Hey, good luck. You know, you're making the best decision you can make at this point in your life.
That sounds like the most backhanded good luck I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, Ted's good luck is like, no, really, dude, good luck.
Hey.
Good luck with all that.
Yeah. You just, hey, all I would say is I just hope you've really thought it out.
Yes.
And, you know, just that you know exactly what you're doing.
Right.
Good. That's all.
Yep.
Good luck to you, my man. Good luck to you.
Yep.
Positive vibes.
You know what? It's weird. Like, you know, look, I come across as being a little like, you know, jaded when it comes to that stuff. I am not. No, not at all. I love going to weddings. I loved getting married. I had every intention that it was going to work out. It didn't. Like a lot of marriages don't. But I went in with every intention of having a relationship with this woman for the rest of my life. Didn't work out. It's all good. It's okay.
I want to meet the person who goes in with no intention of it working out. Some probably do.
You know what's scary? I can tell you, I have a family member that I'm very close with that knew they were making a mistake the day of their wedding.
Oh, and they didn't have the cajonies to pull it off?
No. And there's someone out there driving around that is like, yep, Ted, I know somebody like that too. Yeah, I know somebody like that. Anyway.
Let's see. If Laura is texting, then I want a picture of the shoes.
How am I supposed to do that?
I'll take a picture.
I think you can, text pictures to people.
Are you going to do it, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it. We'll do it in the break, and then I'll have an idea about how we'll do this picture, too.
Okay. I'll leave that.
You know what I'm saying?
Jan is here today. So
She's not in Dallas?
I'm going to let you guys. I'm going to let you guys and Rex Ryan do your little foot fetish message board things over here. Chicken or shrimp?
Ooh, shrimp.
What kind of shrimp? How do you like your shrimp?
Anyway.
Really?
Yeah, I love shrimp.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, if I can't have shrimp, I have chicken.
Okay. So that's your pecking order of of meats.
It goes any type of seafood.
Okay.
Chicken. I probably will eat some beef, but maybe only a couple times a year.
A couple times a year.
And pork, I really don't like.
I've eaten beef like twice today.
Do you not like beef?
No, I like it.
Okay, good, because Ted Sr.'s listening, and that you could have it could have gone either way right there.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it was either going full force forward, like it's been like a runaway train with you and Sr., or it was going to take a big step back.
No, I like steak, and I always order my steak rare.
Okay, good. Did you hear about that map of the United States that had the least popular food in each state on it that I think all three shows talked about yesterday?
Uh-huh.
The least popular in Texas, well-done steak.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
There's no flavor left.
Yeah, it's the people that go to like upscale steakhouses and order it well done. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you could get the same thing. Why are you laughing?
I just can't imagine anybody doing the well done. Let me ask you this. What about this? What about the person that orders it medium well?
Nope.
Oh, medium, nothing past medium.
Medium is the ceiling.
It really.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it needs to be cold in the middle.
Okay. Yeah. What about medium rare?
Pink.
But what about medium rare? But you know what? Bring some ketchup with you.
You can't put ketchup on a steak.
I just thought maybe that would balance it out. I was just curious.
Are you aware?
I'm not asking for myself.
Are you aware of his ketchup habits?
Yes.
Laura?
She knows.
Ketchup on
and
everything.
And still you send him these emojis. It's amazing.
Oh.
You know, I just try to keep him happy.
That's true, yeah.
Hey, all Mike right. and Cy Fair, I'm going to take a picture, buddy, of Laura's shoes, and you'll get a good idea of what's going on underneath her
look at that.
Her outfit
just
today.
Request feet pictures on the text line. We got about a minute. I feel like one of you guys...
Send me the picture, too.
With a hand, with like the hand, like raising the hand emoji. That's an actual text that we're getting. What's your surefire way to prevent a cold when you feel a scratch in your throat? I can't afford to get sick for the next couple of months. That's from Mike.
Laura, you should know the answer.
I would say hot lemon juice and water and maybe a little ginger in it.
Boom.
Okay.
that's
good as anything.
That sounds
else.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to suggest whiskey, but go ahead. Yeah, knock yourself out. All right. I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
Texas, just cook it till the cow stops moving as they get infected with all sorts of diseases. Come on now.
Jeez.
Laura, you're the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't go
Laura.
Anywhere. We got to do something
real quick. Face emoji.
Yep. Mm. All right, you all two, right. go
Sean,
take your,
huh?
go take
How's
your,
that sound?
Go take your feet pictures and do what you need to do. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.